Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marcia Dotton Chandler, third year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 28, 1951, the Barbados Advocate published an article announcing the official opening of the first school for the visually impaired persons of Barbados through the efforts of the Association in Aid of the Blind, Deaf, and Dumb. The landmark institution was opened at the Heard Memorial School on the compound of the James Street Methodist Church by Governor Sir Alfred Savage on the day prior. The article detailed the welcome extended by the Association's president, Sir Alan Cullimore, to Governor Sir Alfred Savage and Lady Savage, the officials who would later declare the school open. Sir Alan's opening remarks also credited the institution's commencement to the committed efforts of Miss Betty Arne, secretary of the Association, who was absent from the ceremony but represented by Mrs. Vaughan. In his welcome to the governor, Sir Alan expressed hope by stating that even though the school would be sprung from humble beginnings to serve a small subsection of the community, it was, quote, the aim of the center to instill greater self-confidence in the pupils, to provide them with occupational interests, and indeed to endeavor to make their lives happier and more pleasant. Along with the invaluable efforts of Miss Arne and Mrs. Vaughan, Sir Alan noted the charitable cooperation of the Building and Property Board of the James Street Methodist Church and lauded their willingness to allow use of their compound to house the school as an undoubtable act of kindness, integral to the institution's success. He also expressed regret that the treasurer reported insufficient funds to furnish the envisioned developments for the school immediately, but noted they would continue to campaign for donations in addition to the provided government funding. Mrs. Vaughan also provided a brief history of the association and its social and governmental partnerships. She outlined the acceptance of the proposal to create the association by Reverend Gilby during his visit to the island in 1944. Mrs. Vaughan also mentioned the creation of a register of persons on the island managing vision, hearing, or speech dis or inabilities. She stated that teachers, religious ministers, and public-minded persons gathered the data, which tabulated a total of 502 persons with these challenges. There was mention in her comments about the 5 students who left Barbados for training at similar facilities in Trinidad, where they met with success, but she lamented that the school there had reached maximum capacity and this further necessitated a domestic facility. Specifically referring to Mr. George Scott, age 38, who was the initial Barbadian sent to the Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Society after losing his vision while working aboard the SS Prince Henry, she highlighted the success of his training. After a 10-month stay, Scott returned to Barbados and training at the Heard Memorial School commenced with 6 students who apprenticed in the crafts of reseating or caning of chairs and basketry. The able students were taught Braille and provided with walking sticks. Governor Savage lauded Mr. Scott's rebound into a productive life and encouraged the public to buy the articles produced by the students as a means of continued support. He also asked the society to engage them in conversation as they would with any other member of the public. After such glowing and encouraging comments, the governor declared the first school for the visually impaired open. On this day, July 28, 1951, the Barbados Advocate published an article reporting on the official opening of the first school for the visually impaired at the Heard Memorial School on James Street.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.